Okay, we're in Perek Dal in Hilchos Shkalim. This is the final Perek in the section on Shkalim. The last thing the Rambam deals with are basically what the funds that are raised through the Machas Yitzhak Shekel are used for. So now that all the money has been raised and is put inside that storage room, so to speak, so now we're going to discuss what the money was used for, and just keep in mind that there's different sources of withdrawal. So there's a Trumas Halishka, which is, remember, from the big baskets. There's a Shayari Halishka, which is like the leftover money that was like piled up behind it. There was the Bedek HaBayis money, which we're not going to get to how that was raised, but it's going to come up later on. And there's one more, which is a general community raising of funds, which we'll also touch on briefly. I think that's it. If I forgot one, I apologize. Okay, the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Trumas Halishka Ma Ya'aseh Bas. So what do we do with this money? What would he do with all the money that we've raised? so he says, Lokim imena t'minim shokol yom, v'amusafim v'chol karbonos atzibor, okay, v'nischem, v'amelach shemolchim bo kol karbonos. So first of all, use it for the most basic things of the temple service, which would include the daily sacrifice, the additional sacrifices brought on chagim, all sacrifices brought on behalf of the tzibor. Now, nischem, which refers to the extra, for instance, yayin, or mincha offerings that are brought with them, and salt. Every korban requires salt, both a mincha and regular korban. All that money from the Trumas Lishka was used for that. V'chena eitzim, im lo heviu eitzim, v'lo matzu el b'damim. You also use that money to pay for wood, assuming that it was necessary to buy the wood for the mizbeach. The haktores uschar oseha, the incense as well as the money that it costs to put it together. Lechem upon him. V'schar osa lechem upon him, as well as was the lechem upon him, the showbread. Va'omer v'shtei lechem v'par duma siyam v'shtaleach, the loshon shel zahorish, a koshin ben karnov, kol elu ba'im v'chumas lishka. And then a couple last detail things, which would be things for the omer, the shtei lechem that was brought on Shavuos, par duma, this ir v'shtaleach, which was the goat that sent to over the thrown off the cliff. Lashon Zohuris is the thread that they tied around the horns of the Seir Mishtaleach. All those as well came from the Trumas Halishka. However, Halacha Beis, now there's certain exceptions. Aval par he'elam davar shel tzibor, usirei avodah zarah betchila govin la. Okay, so these are basically other korbanos, like for instance, par he'elam shel davar shel tzibor is there was a mess up by the community in Halacha. So the money collected there, you collect from the community directly. Okay, they don't buy Trumas Halishka. You don't go to the Trumas Halishka. You go directly to Bnei Yisrael, so to speak, and collect the money. Parochos shel heichal tachas binyan asuyos einan buy Trumas Halishka ela mikotche bedek habayis. Okay, so now you have the curtains that were inside the heichal itself, which needed to be replaced every so often. So since they're replacing something, they're considered like a permanent structure that's being replaced. They don't come from the Trumas Halishka, but rather they come from the Bedek HaBayis. That was a separate fund. Bedek HaBayis literally is the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval parocha shel sha'arem ba'am Trumas Halishka. But the curtains that cover the gates, those were taken from the Trumas Halishka. HaMenorah uklei shares, okay? Mitzvasan shevo mimosar hanesachim. That was one I missed, I apologize. So the menorah and the klei shares, okay? Now we're talking about fixed objects, kalim that are used, for instance, the whole blood, etc. These should come from the leftovers, the extra that was raised for the nesachim. What is that? What's mosar nesachim? V'hilchos klei hamikdash ve'ovdim bo yizbar mahu mosar nechasim. The Rambam's not going to tell you now. The Rambam says you got to wait until the hilchos klei mikdash to know what these mosar nesachim are. So we'll wait till then to explain that. V'imloha yalehen mosar nesachim. But let's say you didn't have any of this leftover of money from the Nesachim, Yavo Mitrumas Halishka. Then you can, as your backup, you can go to the Lishka. Big Day Kahuna, now the close of the Kohanim War, Bain Big Day Kohen Gadol, Bain Shar Big Day Kol Kohanim, Shovdim Bahen, the Mekdash Shakol Mitrumas Halishka. So all these come from, all the Begadim that are involved for the Kohanim, all come from the Trumas Halishka. So as you can see, the Trumas Halishka really has a very, very critical role in the funding of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Kol behemos hanimtzos b'Yerushalayim uchutzala b'karvimenu habaos olos. Okay, kamoshi's barab sulei hamukdashim. Okay, so all the animals that are found inside Yerushalayim or in the suburbs, okay, that are required, that are brought for olas, which means that they're completely consumed on the Mizbeach, as Ram is going to explain later on in Psulei Mukdashin, Nisrein Baim Mitrumas Alishka. So the Nisachim that are brought, usually in these cases wine, the Yain Nisachim that's brought for these Karbanos comes from Trumas Alishka. V'chein Goy Sheshalach Olaso Medina Acheres, V'lo Shalach Ima Dmei Nisachim. Let's say a non-Jew, and there's an idea of a korban for a non-Jew. If a korban brought by a non-Jew is sent ahead, and he forgot to send, let's say, the money to buy the nesachim, yavu nischem trumas alishka. Then he would go into the funds of the trumas alishka and to fund the nesachim for that korban. Okay, lacha dalin ger shemes v'iniach zvachim. Now let's say someone converted, he dies, and he leaves animals that were set aside as hektish. Im yesh lo nesachim. So if there was money for Nesachim, then it should be brought from his money. And if not, it comes from Trumas Lishka. So let's say a Kohen Gadol died, and we don't have the next in line. He hasn't been appointed yet. Those were certain things, certain part of the daily Tumid service that was brought by the Kohen Gadol from his funds. Okay, the Kohen Gadol would pay for that. If he dies and we need to cover the chavisin, bring it from a trumas alishka. Mivakre mumim miyushalayim. Now we get to some interesting people. Now there were people that were hired. Their job was basically to inspect every animal to see if there were a mum, a blemish. So therefore, it couldn't go ahead as be a korban. As well as tamini chachamim hamilamdim hilchos shechita lekohanim. There were also wise people brought into the mikdash who were drafted to teach the kohanim the halachas of shechita. The Hamilam Div Lahem Hilchos Kmitza, as well as the people who taught the Kohanim how to do Kmitza. Kmitza refers to a special technique to pick up a mincha after you've mixed it. So we're not going into that now, how that worked, but it was a special, we'll get that in the Menachos. V'nashim HaMegadlos B'nehen, as well as women who raise their kids, Lepara Aduma, okay, to participate in the Korban of Paraduma, Kulan Notlin Schar Mitzumas Lishka. So their pay, okay, all their salaries, so to speak, come from the Trumas Alishka. The Kama Huschara, now what's the going rate for all these jobs? Kamosh Yifsiku Lahen Beis Din. So basically, Beis Din would decide what the appropriate amount of reimbursement, let's say, for or payment for these services would be. Halacha Hey, Bishnasa Shmita, which is coming up, she Hefker, all right, so during the time of Shmita, as we know, all farms, so to speak, or fields of produce become hefker, which means anyone could go in and take produce. Sokrin Bezin Shomrin, so Bezin would hire guards, Sheyishmiru Miksas Hasvichim Shetzamchu, okay, so they would watch over some of these fields. They have a certain section where they put guards to keep an eye on what was growing. Why? Kadesh Yaviu Mehena Omer Ushtei Alechem, Sheinem Baim Elamina Chadash. Because it was critical that the Omer, which is brought the day after the first day Pesach, right, along with Shtei Lechem, which is going to be brought by Shavuos, has to come from Chadash. So Chadash means that which is the, so to speak, new harvest, which is its own halachic area. But the idea is, since everything's hefker, they had to make sure that there was some part of the field that's going to be set aside for use for the mikdash. Ve'ilah hashomrim notlin schar mitrumas lishka. So these guards, these security guards, their salary also came from the trumas halishka. One second. Okay. A halacha vav. Mishahis Nadev Lishmor Bechinam. Now let's say someone comes along and says, you know what? I'll watch over the fields for free. Ain Shomalo, we don't listen to such a guy. Mishum Bale Zroa, Shema Yavo Vigitlu Mehen. Because the problem is that it could be that he's not going to be as inspired to do a good job guarding. People come along and force him and take the produce. Lefikach Tiktum Lehem Chachamim, Shitlu Schar Min Alishka. So that's why the Chachamim said that these watchmen have to be paid from the Lishka, because this way everyone will avoid, people will know about this, and they'll avoid the place where these guards are posted. So it's like almost like sending a message to Klal Yisrael, these guys are being paid by Trumas Lishka, avoid that area at all costs. Halacha Zayin, Magiye Svarim Shibushalayim, another interesting category. So you have people who go ahead and they literally check Svarim. Here it means Sifrei Torah. They check to see if there are mistakes in it in Yerushalayim. Notlin Svarim and Trumas Alishka. They would also get paid from the Trumas Alishka. Dayanin Shedanin Es HaGazlanim B'Yerushalayim. judges who worked in Yerushalayim who took care of robbery, okay, notlin scharim and trumas lishka. They get paid from the trumas lishka. The kamahayu notlim, now here's more of a fixed salary, tishim mana b'chol shana. They would get 90 mana every year. Vim lo hefsiku lahen, mosifin lahen. And if that wasn't enough, you can always add, afa pi shelo ratzu, mosifin lahen, k'nei tzarchan, v'heim un hashem v'nei v'nei beisan. And even if the judge says, listen, I'm okay, I don't need this money, I don't need extra money, I'm doing fine, but we can tell that he's suffering, Beis Din goes ahead and gives him the money anyway to make sure to provide for his wife and his kids and everyone else in his house. Okay, halacha ches. Okay, now moving away from people, back to the mikdash itself. Okay, kevesh, which means a ramp. Hayu bonin mahara bayis to har mishra. She'olav motziim paraduma. So there was a ramp that was built from har bayis to har mishra, okay, which is har zaysim, basically, that they would take the paraduma on that ramp. Okay? V'chein hayu osin kevesh she'motziim alav siyam mishleach. They also built a ramp that was used to walk the goats that was going to be tossed over the cliff on Yom Kippur. They're going to walk it out of the mikdash using that ramp. Ushneim nasin mishiyarei halishka. So both of these were built from the leftover money, the extra money that was in the lishka, that was in the storage room of the money. V'chein mizbeach ha'ola, v'heichal, v'hazaros, nasin mishiyarei halishka. So too, the mizbeach that was used for the korbanos, and the heichal, the zoros, all that stuff is comes from the shiyare halishka. Emas amayim shibushalayim, v'chom ushalayim v'chom migdoloseya. Now we're getting more into infrastructure. So for instance, the water conduit area and the walls and the towers, v'chol tzarchei ha'ir, and all the needs of the city, banim mishiyare halishka. All that came from the leftover of the lishka. The goy she's not dev ma'os advarim elu. Any non-Jew who promises money, for these things, oshis nadev lasos iman b'chinam, or he says, I want to help out for free, emekavim menu, rafilu the gertoshav. We don't accept it from a goy, even a gertoshav, which is like, I'd say, someone who has some residency status in Israel, but is still a non-Jew. Shenemar, lo lachem v'lonu livnos beis alokeinu. Right? So basically, there's a certain exclusivity that all the, all these things are done via funding from the Jews and not from non-Jews. Halachates, Mosar Trumas Alishka. So let's say anything left over from the Trumas Alishka, V'chei Mosar Shiari Alishka. Remember, Shiari Alishka is the extra money that was raised. Anything left over from that, Lochim Bo Scharim, you take male animals, the Yikavru Kulan Olos, and you basically bring them up as Ola offerings. Okay, Shetanai Bezin Hu, I'll call them Osaros, Yikavru Olos Behema. Because the Tanai Bezin is that every time they collect money, anything left over is supposed to be used for these types of sacrifices. Avalo Olos Oaf, but you don't use it for a bird offering. Shamber Korbanos at Tzibor Oaf, because there is no public Korban. There's no Korban brought on behalf of the Tzibor that involves a bird. The Elu HaOlos HaBayin Mimosar Shkalim Heiman Akraim Kayetz LaMizbeach. And any Olos that are brought from funds that are remaining, that are left over from the Shkalim, those are called the Kayetz LaMizbeach. And the literal translation is the dessert of the Mizbeach. Okay, Halacha Yud. Shkalim Shelo Hispiku Lahen L'Chol HaKorbanos Tzibor Motzines Aroy Lahen Mikachei Bedek HaBayis. Okay, now let's say it turns out that they didn't do a good job. The fundraiser this year for the Mikdash didn't go as well as planned. And now, they're short, okay, for the, let's say, Korban HaSibor. Then you can go dip into the Bedek HaBayis fund. Ava ein Bedek HaBayis, motzi yisaroi lo mikachei mizbeach. But the problem is that Bedek HaBayis can't be used for maintaining the actual structure of the base of Mikdash itself. So that you couldn't do. You can't use those funds for upkeep of the infrastructure. Okay, finally, the last couple of lachas, the Rambam is now going to discuss what happens at the point where the new machzita shekel is being applied and the old one no longer applies. So Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Mishyagia Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits, Ein Makrivim Korbanos HaTzibor Ela Mitruma Chadasha. So immediately when Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits, you start taking from the new machzita shekel and not from the previous year. Vimlo Ba Chadasha Lochim Mina Shana. But if the new one didn't come yet, then you take it from the old. So lefikach imigia Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits v'yesh imahen behemos litzmidim b'tshuma yishena. Now this is interesting. Let's say when Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits and I have animals that are set up for regular daily sacrifice, but they're from the previous Machas Yisrael Lishka fund, Podinosan, we redeem them. The Yotzin Lechulin, we convert them back into Chol animals. We remove their status of Hekdesh. Afal Pishahin Tmimin, right? Even though there's nothing wrong with them, they're no Mumin whatsoever. The Yiplu Demeyan Lechuma Yeshena Shemakitzin Basim Izbeach. And then the funds that we get from redeeming it, from selling it, and converting the animal back into Chol, the funds that we have, we put those, we set those aside for what he said before, is that the dessert on the Mizbeach. Because that's another Tanai Bezin, that any animal that is set aside for Tminim, if we don't need it, we can go ahead and convert it back into Chulin. And they did the same thing by other things. V'chein hayu osin in Halach Yud Beis, b'mosar haktoris, mishyagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you had any leftover of the Ketores, ren Rosh Chodesh Nisan hit, mechalin oso aschar ha'umnin, v'chozrin maos aschar l'kaitz ha'mizbeach. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and basically redeem it, for the amount that was given for the wages that were paid for the people who made it, right? And return the money to them, and then return the incense, and then the money is set aside for the dessert of the Mizbeach. V'nolun ha'umnin mosar ha'ktores b'scharan, v'chozim v'lokin es ha'ktores mehen mitrum ha'chadasha. And now what happens is they go through this process now that the umnin will now take from the new Truma Salishka in order to make the new Ketores, Kedei Lakriva Maos Truma Chadasha. So again, it's all about making sure that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everything from the Mikdash comes from the new batch of Machatzitza Shekel. V'im Eilahem Truma Chadasha, Makhtir Nosa V'Truma Yishena. But if you didn't have the Truma Chadasha, you can go ahead and rely on the old one. So ideally, you want to always look to the, use the new stuff if possible.